Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Copenhagen Affair by Amulya Maladi. Performed by Sanila Nankani. Chapter 1. The Implosion. It's a common mistake to assume that emotional baggage will disappear if one changes geographies. There are many who think that a change in weather is all that is needed to set everything that is wrong with a person right. Harry, Sonia's husband of 2 decades, was under the very same misconception. He came upon the idea after a joint therapy session with Sonia's shrink, whom she started to see after her dramatic nervous breakdown 3 months earlier. "Copenhagen," Harry announced with aplomb, like it was a panacea. "We'll move to Copenhagen for a year. It'll be an adventure."
"I know nothing about Copenhagen," Sonia said.
"And therein lies the adventure," Harry said. Harry explained that his company, Calm IT, a Silicon Valley IT consultancy where he was a partner, was going to buy a company in Copenhagen, IT Foundry, also an IT consultancy, to get a foot in the European door. Calm IT had already done a fair amount of due diligence, and now Harry had offered to go and finish the acquisition and run the company as interim CEO. Once he established the business and found his successor, which he believed would take a year, he and Sonia would come back home to California. This was a win-win, according to Harry. He would solidify his standing as partner with this project, and it would improve his wife's health.
"Look, I have to go. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Not everyone gets a chance to expand a business into new markets like this. And I'm not leaving you alone here. Can you please not be selfish about this and see the bigger picture?"
Harry said. Sonia was baffled. "Oh, Harry, really?" she thought. "You've been leaving me alone through sickness and in health for years, and now you can't leave me alone? And I am the selfish one?" If Sonia cared enough, she would have said something in protest, but she didn't care enough, not since the incident. So she further sank into the couch, wanting nothing more than to go back to bed.
"It's the happiest place on earth," said Sonia's 18-year-old daughter, Sarah, who had driven up for that weekend from UCLA, where she was a political science major. What Sonia found out later was that Denmark was also the country with the highest consumption of happy pills. After all, they invented the antidepressant. They had the highest rate of female suicide and the second highest consumption of beer per capita in the world. They used to be the top beer-drinking country, but lost that status when Czechoslovakia split and the title went to Slovakia.